In several hundred seconds, thousands of Adele concert tickets were bought throughout North America. An estimated 10 million people went online or stood in line last week for the opportunity to purchase tickets to Adele's 2016 North American tour, according to Entertainment Weekly. A total of 440,000 tickets were available for the 56-state tour through the United States and Mexico. Some fans keeping track of the sale said all tickets were sold in 120 seconds. Adele tickets sold out in 2 minutes, and I am heartbroken, Sammy Steger wrote via social media. Fans reported getting stuck online for 45 minutes or more on ticketing websites. Many of those fans came away with no tickets. Adele's manager told Rolling Stone magazine that the singer's team has done everything within our power to get as many tickets as possible in the hands of the fans. Ticketing resale websites like StubHub and eBay posted Adele tickets minutes following the public sale. The asking prices from these sites ranged from close to $10,000 for tickets near the stage at Madison Square Garden to $300 for upper deck seating. The official ticket prices ranged from $40 to $750. The North American portion of the tour starts in St. Paul, Minnesota, in July and ends in Mexico City on November 15th. Tickets for the singer's UK and European concert tour also sold out within minutes when they went on sale earlier this month. I'm Kathleen Strzok. In several hundred seconds, thousands of Adele concert tickets were bought throughout North America. An estimated 10 million people went online or stood in line last week for the opportunity to purchase tickets to Adele's 2016 North American tour, according to Entertainment Weekly. A total of 440,000 tickets were available for the 56-state tour through the United States and Mexico. Some fans keeping track of the sale said all tickets were sold in 120 seconds. Adele tickets sold out in 2 minutes, and I am heartbroken, Sammy Steger wrote via social media. Fans reported getting stuck online for 45 minutes or more on ticketing websites. Many of those fans came away with no tickets. Adele's manager told Rolling Stone magazine that the singer's team has done everything within our power to get as many tickets as possible in the hands of the fans. Ticketing resale websites like StubHub and eBay posted Adele tickets minutes following the public sale. The asking prices from these sites ranged from close to $10,000 for tickets near the stage at Madison Square Garden to $300 for upper deck seating. The official ticket prices ranged from $40 to $750. The North American portion of the tour starts in St. Paul, Minnesota, in July and ends in Mexico City on November 15th. Tickets for the singer's UK and European concert tour also sold out within minutes when they went on sale earlier this month. I'm Kathleen Strzok.
For many years, machines have been doing work that people once did, including some difficult jobs. Search and rescue operations in dangerous environments are often seen as the first areas that will employ high-technology robots. But there is another area that may soon take jobs traditionally held by human beings, the restaurant industry. Teams from around the world competed in early June at the DARPA Robotic Challenge Finals in California. A team from South Korea and its robot, called DRC Ubo, won first place in the competition. The second and third place finishers were from the United States. The robots were required to drive a vehicle, climb up steps, and do mechanical work. Such activities are easy for humans to perform, but more difficult for machines. Not all of the competitors were successful. The failures showed how difficult it is to design effective walking machines. Recently, crowds gathered for the Food Machinery and Technology Show in Tokyo, Japan. They witnessed a robotic chef preparing food. Other machines cooked, baked tasty pastries, and even made sushi. Akihiro Suzuki works at Yaskawa Electric, a company that develops robots. He says, robots cannot do everything a human can, but they are able to work without becoming tired. He says robots cannot taste food, change heating levels or seasonings to get the best flavor. But he says if a food can be easily prepared, a robot can repeat the same movement to reproduce the same meal. One Japanese woman who saw the robots working wanted to bring them home. Maseo Mori says she would like to have a husband who could work like a robot. Susumu Machinery demonstrated its sushi maker robot. It performs the often difficult work of wrapping the popular Japanese food. Hiroshi Monden is an official with the company. He says people all over the world now eat sushi, but there are not enough skilled workers to prepare it. He says his machine can help anyone make sushi. Other robots have been created to help decorate cakes and cut and peel apples. I'm Bob Doty. For many years, machines have been doing work that people once did, including some difficult jobs. Search and rescue operations in dangerous environments are often seen as the first areas that will employ high-technology robots. But there is another area that may soon take jobs traditionally held by human beings, the restaurant industry. Teams from around the world competed in early June at the DARPA Robotic Challenge Finals in California. A team from South Korea and its robot, called DRC Ubo, won first place in the competition. The second and third place finishers were from the United States. The robots were required to drive a vehicle, climb up steps, and do mechanical work. Such activities are easy for humans to perform, but more difficult for machines. Not all of the competitors were successful. The failures showed how difficult it is to design effective walking machines. Recently, crowds gathered for the Food Machinery and Technology Show in Tokyo, Japan. They witnessed a robotic chef preparing food. Other machines cooked, baked tasty pastries, and even made sushi. Akihiro Suzuki works at Yaskawa Electric, a company that develops robots. He says robots cannot do everything a human can, but they are able to work without becoming tired. He says robots cannot taste food, change heating levels or seasonings to get the best flavor. But he says if a food can be easily prepared, a robot can repeat the same movement to reproduce the same meal. One Japanese woman who saw the robots working wanted to bring them home. Maseo Mori says she would like to have a husband who could work like a robot. Susumu Machinery demonstrated its sushi maker robot. It performs the often difficult work of wrapping the popular Japanese food. Hiroshi Monden is an official with the company. He says people all over the world now eat sushi, but there are not enough skilled workers to prepare it. He says his machine can help anyone make sushi. Other robots have been created to help decorate cakes and cut and peel apples. I'm Bob Doty.